yesterday's attacks and other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The recent shock resignation of Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri has plunged Lebanon into another political crisis. The announcement of his resignation was broadcast via a Saudi TV channel directly from Riyadh. It even shocked Hariri's closest aides because hours earlier, everyone thought the Prime Minister was leaving Lebanon for a routine visit. The developments left little doubt that Hariri's political patron, Saudi Arabia, must have forced him to step down. Some even believe the text of his resignation letter was written by the Saudis because its tone was not typical of him. In his televised message, Hariri heavily criticized Iran and Hezbollah and accused them of interfering in the affairs of Lebanon. The timing of the resignation and other developments in the region strongly suggests that the move could be part of a wider scenario involving the Saudis, Israel, and the United States. Observers warn that the plot is aimed at undermining the resistance front against Israel and making up for the heavy losses the Saudis have suffered in the region. Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah is believed to be the main target of the Saudi-U.S.-Israeli triangle. As the scenario unfolds, Lebanon's stability and security in the whole Middle East seems to be at stake. Saad Hariri was born in Saudi Arabia in April 1970. He is the second son of assassinated Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Saad got his business administration degree from Georgetown University in 1992. He was for many years in charge of Saudi-based construction company Saudi Oger, which was owned by the Hariri family. Saad Hariri entered politics following his father's death in 2005. He has been the leader of the Future Movement Party since that year and is also the head of the Saudi-backed March 14th Alliance. Over the years, he has maintained close political and financial ties with Riyadh and his vast business activities, investments, and properties in Saudi Arabia. Hariri's close ties with the kingdom have been described as the reason for his stances against resistance movement Hezbollah and Iran. Hariri first became Lebanon's prime minister in November 2009 and held the post until June 2011 when opposition parties withdrew their support from his unity government cabinet. He came back to Lebanon's highest levels of political leadership in 2016 when Michel Aoun was elected as president and appointed Hariri as prime minister. Hariri's government was hailed for bringing together parties from the entire political spectrum. Observers say his cabinet has been doing relatively well without any major problem. This has made his resignation even more shocking to the entire nation. The bombshell announcement has left politicians and observers, not only in Lebanon, looking for answers. Quite a lot of surprises were awaiting the Lebanese Prime Minister when he arrived in the Saudi Kingdom on November 3rd. He was summoned to the kingdom the day before. Senior sources close to Hariri and top Lebanese security officials have described how he was forced to step down against his will. Hariri's team testifies to the fact that the premier had no idea at all what he was going to be forced to do. He had told his media team before leaving Beirut that he would meet up with them at the weekend at the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, where he was also scheduled to sit down for talks with the Egyptian president. The sources have said the Saudis were deeply upset by the Lebanese Prime Minister's unwillingness to confront Hezbollah, which is part of the ruling coalition. Saudis, whose favorite militants have suffered major defeats in Syria, are infuriated by Hezbollah's role in anti-terror operations across Syria. The Saudi leadership has also been angered by the Hariri government's recent appointment of an ambassador to Damascus. The Lebanese ambassador's decree was signed by Hariri himself, despite criticism that the move would be a sign of normalizing ties with the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Riyadh has spent heavily over the past years to depose Assad, but to no avail. The forced resignation of the Lebanese premier has revealed the depth of Saudi interference in Lebanon's politics.
I think it makes it easier force Saudi Arabia to go ahead with this escalation. In fact, I think that's one of the reasons maybe why it forced him to resign, because with him in power, I believe it would have been difficult for the Saudis to go ahead with this escalation against Lebanon that we're now witnessing, and which aims first and foremost, or the main target, is Hezbollah. But where would it lead to? That, I think, is the big question. I'm not sure that this is a very well-calculated Saudi strategy. I mean, okay, you say you withdraw ambassadors, you force Hariri to resign, but up until now, that doesn't appear to have inflicted any harm whatsoever on Hezbollah. You know, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, in his first speech, he appeared quite calm as well. We haven't seen a lot of verbal attacks on Hezbollah from Lebanese politicians.
Sources say the Lebanese premier's phone was confiscated as soon as he touched down in Riyadh. According to the sources, the premier was disrespected by a long wait alone and then presented with the script of his speech. In his televised address, Hariri spoke of an assassination plot against him and came down heavily on Iran and Hezbollah. Lebanon's internal security force was quick to say in a statement that it was not aware of any such plot against Saad Hariri. Meanwhile, some reports say the threats may have actually been made by the Saudis themselves. Hariri seems to be in a vulnerable situation as his family is currently in Riyadh, and the Saudis could use this as a means to further pressure him. Top Lebanese politicians, including President Michel Aoun, slammed Saudi Arabia, accusing the kingdom of kidnapping Hariri and preventing him from returning. President Aoun says he has not yet accepted Hariri's resignation, practically keeping him in the post. Even Western officials voiced concern about the developments and called on Saudi rulers to let the premier go home. A few days after Lebanon's prime minister announced his resignation, he took part in a TV interview. Instead of addressing concerns at home, he once again stepped up rhetoric against Iran and Hezbollah, renewing allegations of interference against them. Observers say during the Sunday interview from his home in Riyadh, Hariri spoke as a Saudi politician, not a responsible Lebanese official who really cares about his country's stability. The uncomfortable interview fueled fears that Hariri is being forced to do as the Saudis want him to. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the United States, and Israel share many common interests in the region. For instance, they all want to weaken the Syrian government. They all want to undermine Lebanon's Hezbollah movement. Riyadh has seen its heavy spending to topple the Syrian government go up in smoke because of the close cooperation between the Syrian army and Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Israel views Hezbollah as an existential threat, and the U.S. puts Israel's security above all. Such equations mean closer Saudi-U.S.-Israeli links. Key regional player Iran closely cooperates with Syria and Hezbollah and is therefore considered another target for the triangle. Since U.S. President Donald Trump took office in January, Washington has stepped up efforts to bring its two allies, Saudi Arabia and Israel, closer together. And those efforts are apparently proving effective, with reported secret contacts and dealings between Tel Aviv and Riyadh becoming more frequent. The autocratic kingdom, which is now practically run by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, has been increasingly warming up to Israel. Observers warn that Riyadh and Tel Aviv may be hatching a plot to take measures against Hezbollah. The recent shocking political developments in Lebanon and the Saudi role in those developments suggest Riyadh is looking for a way to hit Hezbollah in some way. And in trying to do that, Riyadh may seek Israeli help. Soon after Hariri's resignation speech, the Saudi regime called for action, while Israeli Minister for Military Affairs, Avigdor Lieberman, took to Twitter to denounce the Iranian government and Hezbollah movement. The intensified rhetoric coming out of Riyadh, Washington, and Tel Aviv threatens to further destabilize the Middle East and send shockwaves throughout the world.